now, Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
We are here at Fort Recovery. We're calling it
Nord Metzger Field. Nord Metzger Field. I like
it. Yep. But I don't think there was ever a real name for it. But
nope.
So something we want to remind everybody of, girls game is going on right now. Last I heard it was 0-0, bottom of the first. And we are recording that game, and it will be in our archives.
Yep. That's a big tournament game too, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. And speaking of tournament, for girls softball, boys baseball, tickets are required for those tournament games,
mm-hmm.
and you have to buy them online. There are no tickets at the gate, as in all the other COVID years. They have to be purchased online at ohsaa.org/tickets. And if you get it before 2 o'clock the day of the game, those tickets are $8. They're $10 if you wait till after 2 o'clock, like on the way or when you get there. They're a couple extra bucks, which with one of you, that's not too bad. If there's four or five of you in the car, that's an extra $10.
I think our days of going and just walking up and grabbing and buying a ticket are over, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, forever.
I think we're done.
OHSAA
is loving their cut.
They've been trying to do that for a while
because
it is simpler for them, but it's complicated for everybody else, especially after 80 years of walking up and buying a ticket.
But that's for sure.
They're doing their coaches' meeting out at home plate with our umpires.
We're about ready to play ball here.
I do not recognize either one.
Nope. Young guys.
I do see some the speaker up out there, so we might be doing some kind of announcing. I do not know. Isaac has a wireless mic last night or Tuesday night for the senior night. So
he might be trying something.
We might be able to do something. We'll see.
Yeah.
So that we might be able to get the national anthem in. We have our sound system here is shot, and they weren't going to put any money into it since
we got a new diamond.
We're going to abandon it, and we thought we did that last year. But I see Dana just set the speaker down and unplugged it. So
oops,
I'd say we're not going to.
There'll be no announcing.
Yeah.
So, how about starting lineups?
Yep.
Lineups tonight for the 13-4, 5-3 in their league, WABL, ranked 14th in the state of Ohio, Wapakoneta boys baseball team. They're going to start with the top of the order, Zach Rogers will be playing second base. Leading off, Taylor Eccles will be your pitcher tonight. Brandon Goulet will be playing center field. Grant Jolly at shortstop. Landon Brannett will be in right field. Alex Lewis will be catching today. Austin West will be at first base. Grant Childress will be DHing for Ryan Camper, I believe, and he'll be playing third base. And Grant Bauer will be our left fielder. Starting lineup for the home team. Let's see what we got here.
Got Wyatt on the mound. I can see that.
We can see Wyatt's going to pitch tonight. Troy is going to lead off and play center field. Landon Post will be playing second base, batting second. Cale Rammel will be in left field, batting third. Marcus Garkey, our catcher today, will be cleaning up.
Hot as can be.
He's on fire right now. It's keeping that way. Riggsy will be in right field, batting fifth. Kendrick will be at first base, batting sixth. Like Neil said, Wyatt Ben will be on the mound. And looks like Bo Tin will be batting in the eighth position, DHing for Alex Deuce. And Brock Deuce will be at third base, batting ninth.
All right.
Should be a good game, I think.
Yep.
Neil?
Yep.
Indians coming off a couple big wins here in the MAC wins this week on Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, and playing well right now.
Let's keep that momentum going and let's get her started. And we are going to get her started.
So
umpires checking with both umpires are ready to go.
The Goulet, his name is Braden. I don't know how that's written on there, but it's B-R-A-E-D-E-N.
Okay.
Braden Goulet.
Braden Goulet.
But that's not who's batting now.
Nope. Leading off is Zach Rogers, the second baseman. Wapakoneta always has a nice team. They're coached by Jason Brandt.
Yep.
His assistant coaches are Mike Bogdan, Marshall Gerlach, Doug Whittemore, and Dakota Brown. Like I said, ranked 14th in the state. Good ball club. Fouled back.
Yep.
Evens count at 1-1.
Yep. Looks like the scoreboard isn't going to be working.
We got no scoreboard either.
One ball, one strike.
Boys, they just about gave up on this field.
Yep. I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe. I don't know. I was going to say maybe.
I don't know either.
Everybody over at the girls.
Just a little inside, two balls in a
field.
Strike. I'll try to keep the balls too so I can keep it close, but we'll never know.
We'll be approximate today.
Yeah. If we might miss a few here.
If they don't get the scoreboard.
There's a pitch. Fouled off. Evens count at 2-2. White Ben's been pretty good this year on the mound.
Yes, he has. He's had every one of our pitchers has had one terrible outing.
Yep.
But for the most part, they've all been very good.
Our pitching has been very good this year. Here's the pitch. Curveball, a little outside. It's going to go full count.
Yep. And, you know, they're doing – our pitching is very good without Daniel Patch.
Yeah. You know, we could have figured him
more likely
four or five wins.
Yep.
Ball hit well into center field. Going back, Troy chasing it down and got it. Nice job.
That was hit
pretty good.
About 20 feet from the fence, maybe.
Yes,
330.
Sir.
That
flying
another
out.
Direction. That would have been out of here.
Yeah, he hit that pretty well, right on the nose.
Not sure.
Nice play by Troy. Troy got a beat on it. Did a nice job chasing it down, and our first out of the inning.
It's a little hard for me to get good depth perception, but I would say that was
hard,
about 20 feet from the 351.
Yep.
So 330 would have.
Looks like our pitcher, Taylor Eccles. Coming to the plate. Hits first pitch. Ground ball to second base. Landon Post has it. Over to first. Two away. Nice
That's
play
good.
By Landon. 4-3 in your books if you're keeping score. Two outs. You said Braden?
Yes.
Braden Goulet is our hitter. He's a center fielder today.
Remember him from basketball.
Yep.
Goulet isn't a common name in this area.
Robert Goulet.
Yeah.
Singer. Strike one.
Or Rene Goulet, the wrestler from 40 years ago.
There you go.
He was not good then. And
still not good.
No. That's okay.
Here's a pitch from White Ben. A little low. Even the count of 1-1. Indians have had a good week so far.
Yes.
Big win over New Bremen at New Bremen and came back here and shut out the Versailles Tigers on Tuesday night. Swing ground ball. Second base. Landon Post up with it. Flips it over to Kendrick, and that's a 1-2-3 in.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking.
Wow. A full count on Mr. Homan. All right, Troy. As they say, base hit or ball four? Swing and a miss. Got him with a high heat. That's the first out of the inning. Case swinging. That brings Landon Post to the plate. Landon's had a hot bat of late, too. He's had a really good season, too. Eccles on the mound. Curveball. Pretty good curveball. Strike one. Taylor winds. Pitches. Fouled off.
Yep. Landon, let's
goes 0-2.
Get her started.
0-2 on Landon. Landon, look for that old slow curveball and whack him out into right field.
Yep.
Nope, fastball. A little low. One ball, two strikes. Coach Kevin Eich down at third base. Doing a great job this year. Curveball, slow roller. This is going to be a tough play. It may go foul, and it did. No luck there for Landon. It looked like it was going to stay straight for a while, but hit a bump and went foul. New life, right back at it again. One ball, two strikes. Landon heading back. I believe he had that beat, too. All right, Landon. Beautiful day for baseball. swing and a miss.
It is really nice. Now, we're having a little connection problem here, so we keep sneaking back into our stream and playing Beach Boys right now.
Oh, we've got a little Beach Boys going on. Nothing wrong with that.
So far, we're two up, two down here in the bottom of the first inning.
Quick two outs. Cale Ramblers, your hitter.
Don't know what's going on. We might have to.
Curveball. This kid's got a good curveball, Neil.
Yep. We might have to disconnect between the innings here and go back. Okay. See if we can get things going here.
Hopefully, maybe we won't do it for a little while, and we'll get an inning going here.
Yep.
Outside. Evens a count of one. Taylor Eccles is a pitcher. Pretty good one.
Yep, looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah. Got pretty good control.
And sophomore.
Young kid, yep. Ooh, right off the old hands.
Yep, jammed him.
And he made the play himself. Popped out to the pitcher. And in the inning, no runs, no hits. After one complete, no score from Fortsight.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, here we go. We're in the top of the second inning.
Should be number four.
Looks like Grant Jolly's going to be
here.
The
Landon Dave Kalb's back.
Alex Lewis. First three batters here for the Redskins of Wapak, who come in, you might say, ranked 14th
in
the
state.
Son of a gun.
13-4, 5-3 in the WBL.
Boy, nobody can get a 20-game season in this spring with the weather.
Tough one, yeah.
A lot of water.
Tough year. It's been a beautiful week, though.
Absolutely.
Great week for baseball.
Wide a little bit outside. That pitch, we hit, well, like we were just talking, we're coming off a couple big wins against MAC rivals, beating Bremen, and then the other night beating. And that was a senior-laden Brazil's team. Harold, that was nine.
That's a big win.
Yeah, they had nine seniors, and they did have.
Bo must have had them off balance a little bit or something.
One inning, he pitched to five guys, that's it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think he had 14 pitches in a combined two innings.
Wow.
Yeah, he was just.
They say if you can do 12 in one inning, that's a great inning.
Yeah, he was.
That shows
was
how good
on
that
fire.
Is.
There's a strike right good down pitch. The heart of the plate.
Good pitch.
Yeah, we know we're not coming through.
No balls and a strike. To Landon Brandt, right fielder for the Redskins. Runner at first, Grant Jolly reached on a base on balls, so first base runner for the Redskins.
Yep. Quick first inning. Just quick. Look out! Ooh, it is a little untight there.
That one stays up and in.
And you know how it cuts in and out?
About got him.
Did that, and then a couple minutes later, it went back.
Mm-hmm. One ball, no strikes. Station playlist to Grant Bauer. Left fielder for the Redskins. A pitch way outside.
Wasn't very balanced there, was he?
Nope.
Like he kind of came
off the mound unstable that day.
Yeah, pretty hard to the left side. Trying to aim her a little bit. Come on, Wyatt.
That one's in the dirt. Nice job by Marcus. Saved a run right there, but it makes it 3-0. At this point, I ain't so sure Coach Ike shouldn't say, you know what, let's put him down to first base and see if we can't roll two.
Get a 10 double play, or force out at home.
The only bad thing is it's our 9-hole hitter, and we're going to roll the top and the base is loaded.
Absolutely smoked first pitch. All righty.
Here comes the 3-0. That's way outside, too.
He's struggling right
now. So he loaded the bases up.
Top of the order.
And then we roll back to the top with Zach Rogers, who Harold says hit a deep fly ball out to Troy Boy out in center field. He tracked it down for an out.
Troy's giving him a couple steps, I think.
Yeah, Troy did back up a little bit. Riggs playing pretty shallow out and right.
Come on,
and looks like Cale's out there pretty deep in left field. That one swung on and fouled out of play.
This kid's a first pitch hitter. He likes to get after it.
Did he hit the first pitch? That
did he? No, actually, he had a long at bat. It was a 3-2 that he hit.
Yeah. Comes 0-1. Way high.
Whew. Get on top. Come on now.
1-1. To Zach Rogers. Base is full. We got no place to put him, folks.
Nope.
2 across the plate so far in the top of the second. 2-0 ball game. Redskins.
Grounder right back to the old mound.
That was a little elevated, too. 1-2. 2-1.
Yeah. He looks like he's a little tired, I think.
Yeah, he's throwing a lot of pitches this inning so far.
Had a nice first inning. Second one hadn't been too good to him.
That pitch is outside. 3-1.
Yeah. Oh, what? Nowhere to put him, bud.
Tomorrow night we go to Lincoln View. No. Two. No.
Franklin Monroe.
Franklin Monroe.
Bases juice.
All right, here comes the 3-1. Got to be a strike.
There's and a good
he gets
pitch.
One. Right on gets it on the inside edge, absolutely.
Full count? Nope. Yep, 3-2.
Be a great time for a punch out, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be.
Here comes the payoff. Got to be a strike. It's way high, ball 4.
I think that's going to be it for any, I bet. Although we've pitched so many. We've had a lot of games. We got a lot more games coming.
Absolutely. Alex Lewis comes in across the plate.
Oops. Yep. I'm bringing a pitcher in with him. Looks like Jackson.
Looks like Jack Irvin's going to come in and replace Wyatt Benn. He struggled a little bit on the mound tonight. Struggled in the second inning here. We got one out. We've got 5 straight base runners and still got bases full and 3 runs across the plate. 3-0 ball game. Wapak.
Wapak hitting the ball pretty good. Well, we talked to Calpy about the couple big MAC wins. I'm going to give you the standings here. Right now, as of today, Coldwater is 7-1 with 14-6 record overall. They're in first. St. Henry 7-2 with a 15-5 record. Delphi St. John's is third at 6-2, a 12-9 record. And the Indians are 5-4, and they're in fourth with a 10-8 record.
And I think St. John's plays Coldwater tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah. So if they would beat them, potentially, because
could
they
be a 3-way tie.
Let me think here. No, St. Henry beat
Delphus
to give them their second loss to knock them out of the Titan first.
Well, they beat
there
Coldwater.
Would be a 3-way tie.
They could have a 3-way tie.
Yep.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure that game is tonight. So.
Yep.
So Jack Irving out there on the mound. Young man has thrown some good pitches. And
he's been up and down a little bit.
Up and down, yeah.
Yep. You know, you look at our record of 10-8 and 5-4 in the MAC. You know, and if we could have got lucky and got
We could have.
If Patchy could have pitched, you know,
could have been
2 or 3 wins. He might have got us.
I would say very easily could have been 12-13 wins.
Yep, pretty easy. Haven't heard much, but I think Daniel's doing good. Everything seems to be running.
Standing over there in the dugout.
Yep, I think everything's looking good. Get him back in action here maybe in June.
Well, I think he's going to have to ease into it, obviously.
Yeah.
Hopefully things work out good for him. So.
Yeah.
So the number 2 hole hitter, Taylor Equals, is going to step into the plate. Looks like he grounded out to the second baseman his first time up.
Right to Landon.
So Jack comes in here with bases loaded, folks. 3 across the plate, 1 out. First pitch high and tight.
In on the corners and back in the middle. I'm going to try for 2 in the middle, hopefully.
Boy, we about had one the other night. I mean, it was a great play by Alex and Landon unloaded that baby to Kendrick. And I thought he was out, but that one's inside again. Anyhow, Cale Drake laid down that perfect bunt, Harold, and the catcher come out, made a great scoop, and fired it down to first base, 95 mile an hour, at about 4 inches off the ground, and it went right after right field.
Took her all the way to right field.
That one's high. So now it's 3 no strikes.
Hi, Jackson. Come on, baby. Throwing strikes. Got to make them hitters.
8th batter of the inning so far for the Redskins.
This is the pitcher, I believe. He spun.
Shows bunt. Taking all the way. 3-0. Good pitch by Jack. So
same place.
So the crazy thing was, then Who hit the fly ball? Kendrick, I think, hit a fly ball. So we've got Marcus Garkey at second, and we've got Kale at third because he reached on the on the bad throw. And here comes the pitch. That's high, ball four. So we walk in another run. It's Austin West. So the first four guys that came to the plate have all crossed the old diamond down there, which is not good.
That's not good for the Indians.
Another base on balls. That's going to bring Braden Gullett to the plate. Kendrick hits a deep fly ball. Kale tags, comes home, scores, overthrow. Marcus comes around to score to make it 3-0. Swing and a miss. Make it 3-0. And I'm just about ready to color the old squares in, and Spencey says, hold the phone. They appealed over at third. Kale left early.
Whoops. Ends the inning.
Ends the inning, and we hung on. We clung to that one-run lead. That one's fouled out of play. We back on, Spencey?
Back on the air.
Very good.
Back on the air. How about that?
Been recording, so it's
good.
It'll be in the archives.
So we apologize. We had a little technical issue. Our engineer fell asleep over there at the old keyboard, and he's got us back up and running.
We're back running now. Although you probably don't want to hear about what's been happening.
Yeah, in the meantime, that is a fly ball hit out towards Troy in center field. Troy comes up with it, and he's going to fire home, and it's going to be cut by Jack at the pitcher's mound. Nice sacrifice fly by the ninth hitter of the inning.
Jackson's got to go behind home plate there and back that up and let Kendrick cut it.
That's exactly right.
Sure he'll get talked to a little bit.
Absolutely.
Those are the kind of things you got to do.
So that brings Grant Bauer across the plate to now make the score 5-0.
Ugh. All right.
Roger stays at second. Gullett has the sacrifice fly.
Goulet. Like Robert Goulet.
Gotcha. Second out in the inning. And we got to go back to Grant Jolly, who led this inning off with a base on balls off of Wyatt Biff.
Ugh.
So with the runners at first and second, the 10th batter of the inning comes to the plate.
Let's get it out. Let's get it out and get in here and hit.
Here comes the pitch.
Popped
and
up.
And that swung on.
Is that going to stay?
Marcus looks like he may have a shot.
Nope, he's looking
and
high.
And it's out of play. Alex Deuce at short. Landon Post at second. Kendrick at first. Brock Deuce down at third. Looks like we got Troy Boy out in center. Kale and Riggs in right.
Yep.
Marcus behind the plate. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Good pitch. A little gas on that one, Calvin.
Yeah, he put a little bit of smoke on him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Need it out here. Come on, Jack. Here comes the pitch.
There goes
the runners. That's a hit and run. He fouls that one out of play.
0-2?
I think there might be a ball.
One, two. One.
Yeah,
one,
it might
two,
be
possibly.
One ball, two strikes. How about our Red Deggers winning a couple here, Fazer?
They're on fire. We're up to 7 wins now.
Well, the funny thing was I saw the score yesterday was 14-11.
Pitcher's duel.
And, we scored 14 runs. Little did I know, they scored 6 in the ninth to make it a 3-run ball game.
No kidding.
Yeah. Milwaukee scored 6 in the ninth.
Ooh.
Brought in some pitcher that had a, did I read, 11-point-something ERA? He didn't help himself.
I'd say didn't help any. Got him.
Ooh, yes, nice curveball by Jack to ring him up.
That's a good hook.
Out man. Number 3. Yeah, what was the confusion there?
I don't know.
Out number 3, but in the inning, a lot of damage by the Redskins.
Lots
they pick up 5 runs on a bunch of hits and a bunch of walks. And we'll go to the bottom of the second. Walpock 5, Indian 0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the second. Looks like the Indians are going to come up here 4-5-6. Marcus Riggs and Kendrick, first three batters here for the Tribe, who needs to get a few more runs back here.
Feeds yeah, back. we got to battle back here with a little bit of time. A little bit of time.
Chip away.
Yep.
Indians go down. Three up, three down in the first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our technical difficulties. Maybe since we're back on the air,
things will get better.
Yeah, things will get better.
I like it.
So anyhow, you cut a hole in the bottom of your
yep, I'm in
liner.
There. So I start walking in the thing, and it swallows me.
Down you go.
Yep. I got green slime all over me.
Oh, gross.
I'm slopping around. I can't get up. I'm saying, this is unbelievable. I'm sliding on the side of the wall. Can't get up. I turn around, and there's a lizard coming at me. That's a foot long.
No way.
I thought it looked like an alligator. I said, oh, for God's sakes. I'm screaming, trying to get away from that thing. I was laughing.
He coming right at you.
Nobody's out there. If anybody had been out there, they'd have been laughing wide open.
Oh, that is funny.
I got her out, though. Got the water out of her.
Atta boy. Swing and a miss right there by Marcus.
Marcus is hot. Been hitting the ball good.
Yep, Marcus been hitting the ball well. I think he's in the hole 0-2. Gets a little piece of that one. Knocks it foul. Crazy one coming back towards foam.
Whew, that baby was thinking about
it. That was a crazy spinner. I tell you, it was about 2 feet foul one time, and the first baseman scooped it up probably about 6 inches
just
foul.
Off the line, yep. That was close. Marcus, that's a pretty good hit piece of hitting there with two strikes on you.
Well, he was guarding the plate, and he reached out there, got a piece of it.
Slap it. Anything you can do.
Yep.
This kid's got a pretty good curveball.
Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Ooh. Picks up a cherry hop. Fires across the diamond.
Pretty easy hop there. Yep. One away.
It goes down 5-3, and that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Riggs also been swinging a pretty healthy bat here as of late. Well, thank you, Spencer.
Ooh, cold water. Happy. Thank you, Neil.
Ice cold Strohs.
That's some Strohs he pops in here.
Rick steps in and takes a curveball low for ball one.
Mm-hmm.
I was convinced this game was at Walpole.
Yeah, that's what I seen our text today, and then I seen you said, I'll be listening to you guys, Walpole. And I seen Bubba said, you know it's at home, right?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I did said, not.
Wait a minute. I'm back in again.
Ooh, that's inside. He gets it out of the way in time.
Yeah, I was going to have a hard time getting to Walpole.
I saw Spencer there night said Thursday night we're at Walpole, and I'm like, I can't make that one, buddy.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch in the dirt.
All right. Anyway, three balls, two strikes. Come on, Rexy. Get on there and get it started.
I think he's got two strikes, but I ain't sure.
I neither.
No scoreboard tonight.
Nope.
He obviously did not.
Did not have two strikes.
He takes that one, and now we're going to find out.
Almost look like
now we got a full count.
There we go.
Comes a payoff. That's grounded back up towards the middle. Second baseman
another
gets one.
Candy hop.
I never seen like it. That thing popped right up in his eyeballs.
Oh, so easy you can't believe it. My grandma makes that play.
Grandma makes that baby 99 out of 100.
99
pounds.
Out of 100.
That one goes down 4-3. Out number two. Two up, two down. Five up, five down so far for the purple and white. Brings our big senior first baseman, Kendrick Wendell, to the plate.
Big Kendrick.
First pitch right down the old heart of the plate.
That's one you wanted because you're going to get a wicked curveball here.
Here comes one at your nose, and it's going to drop right in the catcher's mitt.
Mm-hmm.
We call them the Uncle Charlies. No, he gets another fastball. And Kendrick says, I'll take it right up the middle. Shortstop makes a nice play up the middle. Fires over to first. Great scoop by the first baseman. And that'll do it for the Indians in the bottom of the second. We're through two complete. Redskins 5, Indians 0.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the third inning. Wapak Netta coming out here with a five-run lead, looking to build on top of that bad boy, and they're going to go. 5-6-7, Brant, Lewis, and West, first three batters. And just to let you know, they all three scored the last
inning. They all scored the last inning, too.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, let's get Jack going here.
Yeah, we got a new inning. Jack Irvin out there on the mound taking over for Wyatt Benn. Benny struggled a little bit on the old bump tonight. And
yep.
Got him out 1-2-3 in the first, and
that was a good just pitch.
Absolutely could not get an out in the second inning.
Couldn't get an out
in
the second inning.
Whew.
Had one CNI single, but for the most part, a couple pretty good hits.
They hit the ball pretty
couple
good.
Walks. Yeah. Walks always get you.
Swing and a miss.
Big
right
swing.
Troy Boy cheating him about 30 feet off the center line out there.
Yes, he is. He's a big kid. Brant, 6'2", 205, junior. These guys are young.
Riggs out there chewing his fingernails. Please don't.
Yeah, please do not interrupt me.
Here goes the pitch. Here goes the ground ball to Landon.
Landon's eye got him.
Yeah, Landon scoops it up. No cherry hop for Landon. Stays on the ground.
Stayed down low.
We'll go 4-3 in the book for out number one, and that's going to bring Alex Lewis to the plate, the catcher.
All right, Indians, let's go.
Yeah, the base hit the last inning and come around to score. Five zipper here, the ball game.
Five zipper. Let's see if we got anything on the girls.
They got a tournament game tonight.
They're tournament at home, yeah.
Ooh. Nice pitch right there. Kind of had him leaning back and right across the heart of the plate for a strike. No balls in a strike. That pitch jams him. Right back out to Jack. Jack scoops, fires over to Kendrick.
Nice job.
And out number two. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Austin West to the plate. Austin also had a base hit in the last inning and came around to score. Not so lucky this time around.
Nope.
Beautiful night out here at the old ball orchard.
Boy, it is.
I got to mow grass tonight, too.
I do, too. We got to get this baby going.
That one's a tad bit outside.
Mine's getting about a foot deep.
Oh, man, I mowed the other night. It was way too wet. But I mowed because I was going to have the foot-deep problem.
Yep. Good
pitch. Nice pitch right there on the inside edge for a strike.
Fouled in a little bit.
Yeah, boy. One ball, one strike here. Comes a 1-1. Just a little bit low.
If we got any score here, I can't find it.
Quite a few people here at the old ball game. Wapak.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss right there.
You know they're pretty good because they got a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, Wapak brings a pretty good crowd over here. They rank 14th. And what did you say they were? 13-4? 14-4?
13-4.
13-4? Second in the WBL?
Yep.
Comes a pitch. Just a little bit
a smidge high.
Who's leading the WBL? Has he got that?
Does not say.
Does not say.
Nope.
Shawnee?
I would say Shawnee, maybe, yeah.
That one is inside, ball four. Ah. So Jack loses that one. He was ahead of him and lost him based on balls, and that's going to bring Brant Childress to the plate, the DH.
DH time.
Batting for Ryan Camper, playing third base. Getting down to the last few games here at this ballpark. Next spring, the Indians will be over at their new ball field.
Yep. Can't wait.
It'll be exciting.
It will be exciting.
Swing and a miss. Got a lot of work to get done over there, but it'll happen. We had a meeting last night at the booster meeting and discussed it and kind of figured out somewhat of a timeline. You know, Mother Nature plays the biggest role in that. But
oh, absolutely.
If everything goes to plan, we'll have her done. Got a piece of that, but that's back in Marcus's glove for a
So, Calby, you get a lot of donations there, like work? Guys coming in, or is it just a
nope.
crew?
Nope. Yep. We go in there, do our thing.
Do our thing, get out.
Yep. Comes a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Boy.
So Jack goes down there on a nice inning with a K burger to finish it off, and we're through now. 2.5 in the books. Wapakoneta got a 5. Indians. Zippos.
Zippo.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert and try one of our new parfaits. Our peanut butter and jelly parfait is made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and raspberry and tastes as good as it looks. Or the payday parfait, vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and caramel, topped with peanuts and whipped cream for a delicious reminder of one of your favorite candy bars. Or our grasshopper mint parfait made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with mint and hot fudge and topped with crushed Oreos. These are some beautiful, tasty treats you won't soon forget. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here at the bottom of the third inning, and the Indians are going to have to put a couple runs on the board sooner or later here because we're trailing by 5, and it's going to be looks like Jack Irvin's coming in. He
took Wyatt's place, probably.
Yeah, so Jack Irvin's going to be the batter.
Wyatt's day is over.
Followed by Bo Tin batting in place of Alex.
That's always a bummer. You start pitching, you don't have very good.
And you don't get the bat.
And you don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it stinks.
I still get to bat, right, Coach?
No. Nope, you're out. God, should have worked hard.
Shoot. That pitch swung on, kind of out there towards the second baseman. Second baseman going out, right fielder coming in. Second baseman makes the play.
Good play. Nice
out
play.
Number one.
Big Bo coming up.
Indians at this point, 7-up, 7-down. Time to get a base runner here.
We need a hitter. Purple? Yep. We need a big line drive instead of these candy hops.
Yeah, without a doubt. Big Bo going to step in there. He's followed by Brock Deuce. Oh, that one comes in, hits him on the elbow.
That one hurt.
That's one way to get on.
Bo says, I'm on. Hi, Brock.
So Bozo goes down to first here. One away in the inning, and that's going to bring Bruiser Deuce to the plate. Bruiser batting in the old nine hole for a reason. He just cannot get that.
Can't get
them hits.
We got to
get him going here.
Situation.
We got to get him going. That one's inside too. Brock gets out of the way. I think Brock puts much pressure on himself to hit the ball and just
he's got to relax and hit.
Yeah.
It'll come.
That is a hard hit ground ball
right
at the shortstop. Over to first. And
double
that,
play,
my friends, is the old 6-4-3.
4-3. Not what we wanted.
Nope. You don't see them very often, every now and then. And that better when we do it.
Looks better
than
when we do it. That's right.
It happens to us. So three up, three down again in kind of an odd way. But we go to the top of the third inning, top of the fourth inning,
top
I believe.
Four
now.
Already. Yep.
And the Indians trail. Wapakoneta 5-0. Fee's going to get us some outs.
Yep.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Whoa. Hey, we're back here, and we just had a fly ball to left field or to right field. Riggsy made the play. A little tough play there, a little wind blowing around, but
yeah,
he got her.
Swirler.
That was Grant Bauer, the number 9 here with the first out. Back to the top of the lineup. Zach Rogers is your hitter.
Well, we had to wait
one away.
Had to wait on Joanne to get down with
Joanne
taking bakes.
She was talking a lot of take and bake here.
Bubba gets taken bake every week, he says.
Hmm. I heard they're tremendous. I haven't had one yet. Probably a great idea. Pop foul. Strike one.
I don't know what they have. Maybe Bubs can let us know what they had today.
Yeah. He's grocery shopping today, he said.
Really?
Him and wife are here grocery shopping. I said, ain't love grand.
He took his wife grocery shopping. Well, it takes about two people. Because otherwise, it's about $4 million.
Line drive into the right field. He's in trouble.
Riggsy
looked like he was spinning one way and then spinning the other. He's going to try to get the third, I think. A good relay's got a shot. Here's the throw. Not in time. Good job by Jackson Irving backing up. That's a triple.
Yeah, that was a ball that was slicing out there to Riggs, and Riggs, I think, thought he had the beat on it.
Yeah, he went one way, and it went the other.
Yeah, just carried on him. And over his head, now we got a guy at third.
Now we got a guy at third, one out. Taylor Eccles, the pitcher, at the plate.
He hit her on the screws.
He did hit that pretty good. Took her out to right field. If they got any squeezing thing going on. No.
Got 5-run lead.
Yeah, you don't have to squeeze. Triple at third. We got one strike. Here's the wind in the pitch. There's the bunt.
Oh, up Jesus. Did it hit him in the face?
I think it might have hit the bat. I think it hit the bat. It looked like it hit him in the head.
Holy.
But he held the bat up, too, and it kind of fell backwards. I think it hit the bat.
But we never really heard that ding or anything.
No.
It just kind of skimmed off of it.
I kind of may see if it's a one-on-one.
I'm thinking He ain't going to bunt this time.
No.
He's got a little short stain right now is what he's got.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he said 1-1 or not. Drived into left field or left center.
Troy's going to put a good arm on it.
Oh, Troy.
Yeah.
Troy made it close.
Absolutely. One hopper. Perfect throw by Troy.
Sacrifice fly for Taylor. Second out of the inning. Run scores. Making it 6-0.
I would have not been happy if they'd have cut that ball off. There's nobody else on base. There's nothing to lose.
Ain't none to lose. That's right. Brandon Goulet. Or Braden. Braden Goulet.
Gullet.
Our hitter. Gullet. Don Gullet's boy. Oh, Brandon. I think Brandon's 0 for 2. There's a pitch from Jack. A little outside. Ball one.
Possibly, let's see, who pitched, Troy Boy pitched Tuesday night, right, against Bremen?
Yep.
And then Bode Diddley pitched last night.
Yep.
So we lost Wyatt.
Ooh, that's close.
And Jack, although Wyatt could probably relieve tomorrow, so it might be Alex. Alex?
Could be, or maybe Brock. Possibly. Boy, that's one thing. When you get, all of a sudden you get nice weather and you play five straight
boom,
games.
Boom, 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 boom.
Them arms start getting a little bit
rubberish.
Yeah. That is for sure. I think it's 2-1. Is it count? Jackson looks in, likes it, winds, pitches, little out, ball four. A base on balls for Goulet. Two away in the inning. Grant Jolly's your hitter. Grant scored in the first inning. Struck out swinging the last time.
Our first tournament game's Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, Delphus St. John.
At the Blue Jays. We're going to have our game face.
Yeah, that was actually kind of a neat first game. I think, you know, we're just as good as they are. That'll be a great game.
I think it'll be a great game. We're going to pitch Troy. We're going to pitch Bo Diddley.
I don't know. We're going to leave it in the hands of the coach. Big Coach Hank.
So he gets the big bucks.
Yep. Got to find the right guy.
Well, I think when you get to tournament time, if the guy's got it going on, you let him in there.
Yep, there goes the runner, and there's a line drive in the left field, a base hit. He turns. He's heading right in. It's the throw to third. Ooh, he's close to being out there. Nice tag.
Put a bullet on there, didn't he?
Gail shot a bullet right at him, but that's a base hit. Puts him on first and third. Base hit for Grant Jolly. Landon Branch, your hitter. Had a hit in the first inning, scored. Grounded out to second base. His last time up. Two away in the inning, we get out of this thing without any more runs. First and third, we're going to have a little play call here for Marcus. I would guess the runner probably be going.
I would say so.
Nope.
Psyched us.
He did. Ball one. Landon Brand. Nope. I'm out of here.
Well, Goulet just walked.
He had a hit, right? Or Grant Jolly just had a hit. Yeah, Landon Brandt's up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here's the pitch. A little outside. 2-0.
Where's Goulet? Did he make it out?
Goulet.
He's
on third.
Okay.
Two balls, no strikes on Landon. Here's the pitch. Runner is going. Swing and a miss. Throw down. There, shortstop cuts it. Might have a shot here. Throw back hard. Oh, now tag him. Now tag him. There he is. He's out. Oh, he rolled off the bag.
There, he's called him out.
I was going to say, did I miss something here?
Yeah, home plate umpire called him out.
Attaboy. Good call.
Great play by the Indians right there. Nice job by Landon. Nice job by Marcus. And
so we're going to put Grant Jolly would be, or no, Goulet would be a sacrifice, or no, a fielder's choice, right? Is that what you call that?
Well,
there's a lot of tossing going on around.
Actually,
there.
He'll come back up to bat.
Yeah, now Landon Brandt was up. He'll stay at bat.
He'll stay at bat. And then.
But that was the third inning, or third out by a throw out, which could be, I guess that could be 2-5.
That would go down.
Something like that, or.
2-4-5.
2-4-5. Yep. Well, I'm going to put third out, and that's it for me.
And that's all we need.
That's enough.
Yeah.
All right. They got a couple hits in the inning. Did score a run after 3.5. Innings trail, 6-0.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back at it. We learned something here. Neil just found out that it was not a throw out at third. It was batter interference. So, Landon Brandt made the third out of the inning, and he will not be up to bat.
And his teammates filthy mess.
At the inning. Still looking for a first hit. Troy Holman's our hitter. Strike one.
Well, finally, we get to go through our second lineup, second time in the lineup here to see.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen him now, so maybe we can get a little something going.
Let's get something going here. He's been pretty good. He's around the plate. He's got a decent curveball. There's a shot back up the middle.
Get through there.
It's going to be close.
Nice play.
Out. Great play. Shortstop was on the backside of the second base and made that play.
Yeah, he threw it from the second base side.
6-3, one away. Troy hustling down. That was a great bang-bang play. Landon Post is your hitter.
Hit that too hard.
He did.
Yeah.
Hard enough, but just a little bit slower, he'd have had it. All right, Landon. Landon's struck out swinging the first time. It's a liner down the first baseline. Foul. Strike one. Kale on deck. Indians need to get something going here. 6-0.
Yeah, we need some runs.
There's a pretty good pitch. Strike two.
Pitcher's not a huge kid. He's just got he's got a pretty good
whip.
He's
a sophomore. Young kid.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's got a pretty good whip on that arm.
Pretty good pitcher. Shot foul. That's a way to stay alive, Air Landon. Landon checks back in here. 0-2. There's the pitch. Little inside. One ball, two strikes.
Finally, a little bit of straightening out on the weather here.
Yes. Popped up. I think that's going to stay inside. Catcher's got it. Popped up. 2-2 for the second out of the inning. Kale Ramble will come to play. He got jammed and popped right back to the pitcher his first time up.
I think I was walking in and
you were heading in when you seen it.
Kind of a check swinger.
Yep, check swing, pop right back to him. All right, Kale, get started here. We just ain't squared anything up yet.
No, we have not.
Ball one.
Hardest hit ball on the Fort Recovery side was the out Troy made a little bit ago.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Botin was our only base runner. He got hit. Line drive foul down the first base line.
Eric Post
one ball, one strike.
Completely wore out chasing foul
balls. He's chasing foul balls all over the place.
He needs a. There comes a little kid. Oh, that's nothing worse than when you're about four steps from and a little kid comes up, takes it right in front of you.
Strike foul. One ball, two strikes on Kale. All I see the boys all have the pink sleeves on.
For Kelly?
I think they're kind of honoring Kelly.
Yeah, they had them on the other night. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Good for them. That's a great idea. I have not heard. We sure love Kelly. I think she's doing okay.
Good, good. I haven't heard. I was just going to ask you as a neighbor if you heard anything.
Yep. I think everything's... They put a sign out front. Ben put a sign out front and said, honk for Kelly.
So she's home.
And my dog is going crazy because there's 8,000 people that have honked. Everybody is supporting her because they're beeping wide open out there. It's awesome. Line drive up the middle. That's over his head. Trouble. It's heading to the 351 sign in center field. Kale pull up with a double.
Nice piece of hitting right there.
There's the first hit for the Indians.
That's the hardest hit ball.
Yes, by no doubt. Marcus, let's get an RBI here and get this on the board. We got our first hit, now let's get our first run. Marcus Gargi grounded with a cherry hop to the third baseman. His first time up, threw him out. Umpire says the old plate's a little dirty. I got to clean her up. I can't see it. Got her looking good. Marcus stepped back in. We're back in action.
They're pretty proud of them little brooms they carry, ain't they?
Yeah. Shot. Foul right to Coach Hank. Makes the play. Fires her back to the pitcher. Strike one. Come on, Marcus. Right side's wide open. Just hit one over there. Pitcher's got it. Throw over to first. Ends the inning. In the inning, the Indians finally get a hit on no runs after four complete. Indians trail 6-0.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. The Indians need to put a goose egg on the old board here and try to get the old bats rumbling.
Get something going.
6-0 ball game, Indians trail here. Looks like they're going to go Alex Lewis, Austin West, and Grant Childress. First three batters here for the Redskins from Auglaize County.
Yes, sir. It's a good-looking team. Got some big kids, and they're pretty young.
Not sure what's going on here.
Got a little delay going on here. I'm not sure either. Oh, we ain't got an umpire. Here he comes.
This is rather important.
Got to have him behind the plate. But we'll call him from up here.
Yeah, we can take care
of that.
Strike
one, strike two, strike three. You're out next.
Do you really want to step in there now? One, two, three.
One, two, three. You're out. All right, Jackson, come on, baby.
Here comes pitch number one. That's outside for a ball. Where's the Red Duggers at tonight? They come back home? They were at...
They were at Milwaukee, weren't they?
Yeah. That one is ripped down the left field line, and that's going to be foul by...
Just a little.
Frog hair.
Just a little. We'll take it.
Girls just tied it up.
All right.
Bottom of the six, tied at one, still back.
Very, very good. Ooh. We got an update on the girls softball.
They were down 1-0, making a big run in the bottom of the six.
Big run in the bottom of the six. They're still batting. One still ball batting. Game with
we
the
need one more run.
Marion.
Let's get another run, shut them out in the seventh, and head on to Minster.
Curveball stays up.
Yep, get on top of it. All right, Jackson.
Pretty good bar over in Walpock. There's a boy sitting over there. Now, they have had some beer. There's three solid beer bellies down there.
There's a couple guys that know where to go.
You betcha. They know where it's at.
All right.
Come on, Jack. Let's get it out here.
Come on, Jack. One down.
Ooh. That one is ripped.
That one's going to be fair.
Yeah. He's going to take a big turn around first, and I think he's going to hold up right there. And Cale comes up with it, fires one into landing.
I've seen Cale thud to third there before and said, we better not run on that kid.
I'm just hitting the old breakaroos.
Leadoff single.
So Lewis with a leadoff single, and that brings up Austin West, first baseman here for the Redskins. 6-0 game. We got to hold him here, boys.
Another big boy.
What's some big lefty? Is he the one that...
6 foot, 215.
No, he Junior. Last time. He's not the one that hit it over Griggsy's head.
No.
That was a right hander, actually. He sliced
it. Yeah, Foul ball.
That one's out of play. What about tomorrow night? You going to be able to make a trip to
Franklin Monroe? I don't know. We're swamped. I'll be close. We about got lead by four, don't we? Quarter after.
There's a hard hit ball. That's going to be a base hit. Out to right field. Riggs picks it up, fires into Alex Deuce, and back-to-back singles to lead off the fifth inning. Runners at first and second, nobody out. And that's going to bring Brant Childress, DH, to the plate. Yeah, if the game starts at five, we'd have to lead by.
Got to.
By force. I don't know if I can pull force either. That's what Bubba's dad did.
Bubba said he's in tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right,
runners at first and second.
Let your fielders help you here a little bit somehow. How about we turn a double play?
Yeah, I'd like to see us roll one. There comes the pitch. Shows bunt. Fouls it back out of play.
Mister.
Wanting to move them two runners over.
Yeah. Trying to get them in scoring position, maybe? Add a couple on.
Absolutely. All right, Jack. Need it out here. Irving with the sign. Here comes the pitch. Shows bunt again. Squirts away from Marcus a little bit, but not far enough for the runners to advance.
Nope.
I believe it is 1-1.
I think you're right. Yep, 1-1.
Might show bunt one more time.
Yep.
He does.
Yeah.
That's way outside.
We got those strike. Come on, Dad. 2-1.
Yeah, two balls and a strike now. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Last thing we need is to load them up.
No.
Comes the pitch. He shows bunt again. This time he takes it down the third base line.
Oh,
and I think it's a base hit.
That was a perfect bunt.
Yeah, Brock stays home to cover third. And
Jackson kind of fell off the mound to the left a little bit. Couldn't get back over there.
Yeah, and that's a base hit.
That is a base hit. Three hits in a row for the Redskins.
Absolutely. So now Childress at first, West at second, Lewis over to third, and this is going to get ugly in a hurry.
We got a lot of trouble here. Yep.
They got six runs already and
top of five.
Yeah, we're going to have to hold them. They're thinking the opposite.
Yep. They're thinking tack four on and hold us, and they're out of here.
And they're going to McDonald's.
Yep.
That pitch is low.
Ball still got one. Your infielder back in the middle for a double play.
Going to give up one. Corners are, well, Brock's even back.
Brock's back, but Kendrick's in. So I'm not sure anybody knows what they're doing. Foul ball.
Sneezing a little dust out right there.
Got a little dust out.
Maybe it's popped up out of play for a strike. What we need is a grounder back to...
Right back to Jackson.
Yeah.
Over to Marcus, back to Kendrick.
That one's popped up. It's going to be a tough play. Hopefully it goes foul. Kendrick's going to chase it down. Yeah, it's going to land foul out of play.
Couldn't get him. Just out of the reach. That was a long way for Riggs to come, too.
Yeah, that was tough play.
Yep.
Plus Kendrick's playing in on the grass, so...
Yep. Landon went as far as he could, too. Hit one at us one time.
One ball, two strikes coming at us. Here it comes. Gets high a five. Piece of it back to the screen.
Coming right back at you.
Time for an out here, purple and white. Let's go.
Gotta have one.
Here comes a 1-2 pitch again. Bases are full. That's swung on.
He is battling. Wow. Tough pitch on his hands there. Just yanked it.
Yep. Grant Bauer, the 9-hole hitter here. Walked and scored in the second inning. And then... reached on there.
Oh, just hung a little high. Pretty good pitch there by Jackson. Had that curveball just on the edge.
Two balls, two strikes now. Keep battling, my friend. Keep battling.
Come on. Catch a corner here, Jackson.
Gets a curveball, goes back to Jackson. Jackson's going to scoop it up. Flip her over to Marcus. Marcus going down to first.
Not in time.
Not quite there.
Nice try.
So we get the sacrifice.
We got our didn't quite hit it as hard as we wanted.
Absolutely. We'll go 1-2.
1-2 for an out.
Right there for an out. Lewis is caught out right there. West goes to third. Childress to second. And Bauer reaches on a fielder's choice. So the base is still loaded, but we got the big one here, folks. Now if we can roll two and get out of this jam, that would be a huge boost for the purple.
They came out of the gate with three straight hits.
I'd honestly take one more ball just like that right there and take our chances again.
Yep, I like it.
We roll back to the top, though, and it's Zach Rogers, pretty good hitter.
Yep.
That one's in the dirt. Nice job by Marcus. One ball, no strike. Middle playing. Pretty deep. I think Brock's going to think he might go home, too.
Yep. He's kind of creeping in a little bit.
That pitch is outside for ball two.
Marcus getting clobbered back there.
Marcus saying, get her in my mitt, baby. Get her in my mitt.
How about you throw one a little bit farther?
I got to have me some strikes.
Come on, Jackson.
Comes a 2-0. Outside again, three balls, no strikes.
Ugh, bases loaded, nowhere to go. We got those strikes.
We got the half strikes. West down there 90 feet away for the seventh run for the Redskins. He's going to watch this one all the way, folks. And there's a strike
he
right
did.
Down the heart of the plate.
Attaboy. Got the strike in there anyhow.
But you can't stop there because you got to do it two more times.
Yep, you got to do it again.
Comes the 3-1. There's a ground ball over to Alex. Let's roll it out. Oh, off his shoulder.
Bad hop.
Here comes one. Here comes two. The throw over to third. He's safe. Runner into second. He's safe.
He runs in.
So Zach Rogers ended up on second on an E6.
It was a bad hop.
Huh? Yeah, it was a crappy
hop. He's
got to
make that play.
Yeah, Austin West comes around to score to make it 7-0. Childress comes around to score from second to make it 8-0. Grant Bauer ends up at third, and Rogers is at second. So 8-0 ball game now.
One out still.
Looks like Coach Hank going to go out and talk to Jack.
Yeah. Jackson's kind of running out of gas, I think.
Well, and we got no outs.
Yeah.
No, we do.
We got one.
We got one out. We got one out.
He's taking the ball from him. Not sure what he's going to bring in, but maybe
looks like maybe Brock.
Looks like Brock.
Well, we'll take a quick break. Let Brock get warmed up.
Yep.
We'll be back. Indians in trouble here. Down 8-0.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, we're back. Yeah, I think so, too. Brock's out there on the mound. He's warmed up. Looks like he gets a couple more pitches
yes,
here,
sir.
Bases.
Brock's, when his, I was just telling Cap, you know, when his curveball is good, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
But he needs that curveball.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. He's ready to roll.
All right, where he's going to face the number two batter, Taylor Eccles.
Eccles, the pitcher.
Spencey says the girls are tied 1-1 in the bottom of the seventh with one out. My little walk-off, girls.
Walk-off would be fun.
All right, runners at second and third.
Here we go.
We got one out.
Ball a little high.
Brock's got...
Come on, Brock.
One open base to put him, but after that...
Second and third. 8-0.
Got a runner at first.
We got a runner on in this softball game.
Swing and a miss. Nice job
Look
by Brock. Look,
I'll rip at that one.
He's going to take that into the moon.
Yep. He was wanting to get him two runs. Harvey High's there.
It's a piece of that one. Foul.
Yep. Get him yourself here, Brock.
One ball, two strikes.
Looks like Jackson Irving went over to third at his flip-flop spots.
There's a curveball that stays up.
Just hung a little.
Yeah.
Just missed him.
2-2 count now. Yeah, Jackson's over at third. And Brock made the swap. Fastball
right
jammed right back up towards us. Man, another 6 inches, and that could have been.
Ooh, we'd have shot.
Yeah. We've never got one up here.
Nope.
First and second, one out.
Here comes the 2-2.
Swing
and a miss. Got him on
boy.
That curveball, just
curve.
Like you said.
That's a good curve.
So, Kay swinging right there for Eccles, and that's going to be out number two, and that's going to bring Braden Goulet to the plate.
Big boy. Base hit last time, I think. Maybe. He got on base and he got thrown out. Well, he didn't get thrown out of third. Whoever was at bat. Was
well, you got there. Lost. You got lost.
There's a lot of stuff that going was, on.
Yeah, you got him down as a fielder's choice, and then you got him marked out as a.
Well, I thought he made the last out, but he didn't.
Oh, that was that.
So I scratched him.
Gotcha. That was when we was confused.
Batter's interference. We were all kinds of confused.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Neil says we got him on first and second. for the girls.
Ooh, that baby that is one. Rocketed down the line foul.
Whew, he ripped that one.
Riggs says, happy? That's foul. Yeah, base hit here makes it 10 to nothing. He knows it, too.
Yeah, he knows he needs a hit.
Two outs here.
Indians trying to keep them where they're at.
Top of the fifth. That's inside for a ball.
Brock got pretty good pop going.
Yeah, he does. Comes a pitch. That's swung off. Foul ball. Foul out of play.
Kind of had him pegged for pitching tomorrow night. I don't know who he's going to pitch tomorrow night.
Might got to be Alex now.
Might be. Although you want him fresh for Tuesday if he's going to close.
Two outs, second and third.
Second and third.
Ooh, that's in. Hits him.
That hit him. Two outs, second and third of the old softball game. We need the old wild pitch. Slide yeah,
exactly.
In home. Win the game.
That's exactly right. So Goulet gets thumped on the back of the leg. He'll go down to first base, and that's going to bring the cleanup hit. Header Grant Jolly to the plate. Jolly.
Grant had a hit last time, I think.
Yep. He had a hit the last time up.
Yep.
Scored a run in the second inning. Shortstop.
The shortstop.
Eight.
Whoops.
Must have made it out. Now we go to extra innings.
We're going extra innings.
There's a ground ball over to Brock Deuce. Brock Deuce lets it get past
that was
him.
Jackson. Jackson Irving.
Or Jackson, yeah, that's exactly right. Here comes one, here comes two, and then everybody's safe. So
second and third.
Two runs across the plate, makes it 10 to nothing. Grant Bauer scores to make it 9 to nothing, and then Zach Rogers comes around to make it 10 to nothing. Goulet ends up at third base on the air, and Grant Jolly is at
second
base
on the third. Yep.
So E5 lets
Jackson,
the two runs come in.
He kind of let that play him a
yeah,
little
absolutely
bit.
He did. He didn't attack at it all.
Instead of attacking in.
Four runs across the plate, 6-0 or 10-0 ball game. Indians in a world of hurt.
In a hurt.
And two more runners
come on,
in
Brock,
scoring position.
There's a good start.
That pitch is in there for a strike. Yeah, he should have been out of the inning. And
yep. Yep, did what he was supposed to do. Got a ground ball.
Here comes the pitch. Nipper back
strike
to the screen.
Foul. All right. Now give me that good curveball. Sit him down.
O2 coming. Take him yourself here, Bruiser. There's the curveball, and that's rocketed.
That's
right out to Troy. Troy comes up with it. Here comes one run. Here comes the second run. Here comes the throw, and it's cut off. And there goes the throw down the second.
Oh,
they're
going to
have him at second base. But too down already. And Goulet scores to make it 11-0. Jolly scores to make it 12-0.
Six-run inning.
Woo. And Landon Branch throw down after a base hit. So they get up six runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits.
Bad inning.
Yep. Bad inning for the Indians. It's 12 to nothing, folks. Indians need some runs, or this ball game is history.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians need a couple to keep this ball game even going. We need three, actually.
Need three of them, don't we?
We're down 12-0 here, and Indians only looking at one hit there on the old scoreboard, and that goes to Cale Remmel, Remmel double out the center.
We just ain't squared her up tonight too good.
No, the young man's going to stay out there on the mound. I got to give, you know, hats off to the young man. He's pitched a pretty good game.
We
certainly haven't. We haven't showed our sticks, and Taylor Eagles having a nice ball game, a one hit shutout so far.
Sure is. Sophomore.
Yeah, pretty good little gun on him.
Pretty good little gun on him. Yep.
All right, so it looks like it's going to be Riggs, Toby, Kendrick Wendell, and Jack Urban. First three batters here for our Fort Recovery Indians. First pitch right down the heart of the plate. I think he's got one goal, and that's to throw strikes.
Yep, he knows he got a 12-run lead.
Yeah,
I'll throw it right down the middle.
You boys want to score some runs, knock yourself out, but they're coming right down the middle as hard as I can throw them. That one's a little bit low and outside.
Come on, Riggsy. Get yourself a hit here.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Looks like shortstop's going to play it, and it's going to go off his... Going to go off the heel of the old glove for an E6, and that's going to be a base runner for the Indians. Only the third base runner so far. Second base runner. Nope, third base runner.
Third runner, yep.
Yep, Bo got hit by a pitch.
Bo got hit.
Dale got a hit. Yep. Now we got an E6, and that's going to put Riggsy at first with Kendrick Wendell at the plate.
Yes, sir.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Kendrick, our number six hole hitter.
I picked him off.
Riggsy, you're right.
Riggsy needs left the scoreboard. I guess scoreboard ain't on. He don't know.
That's exactly right. Kendrick batted one time so far in this ballgame, grounded out to the shortstop.
Ooh, he has really got a good move over there.
Benny better be on top of his game.
Yes, sir.
Kendrick hasn't seen a pitch yet. Here it comes. That's swung on and fouled out of play.
Fouled back.
Flink going down through the trees. Spencey said the girls' game will be in the archives tonight.
Yep.
They are in extra innings right now with the Flyers, tied 1-1 in the eighth inning. We, not so lucky.
Not so lucky.
Swing and a miss.
Don't forget, too, the softball and baseball tournament tickets. Tickets will be required for spectators at all tournament games, and they must be purchased online at ohsaa.org/tickets. Tickets are $8 if you purchase before 2 o'clock the day of the game. If it's after 2 o'clock, it's $10. So you got to get your tickets online.
I'm telling you, he's going to pick him off here yet.
He's trying. He got a big lead.
Here comes the pitch. Kendrick swung on.
That's
going to be out to right center.
That's a gapper. Nope,
looks like it sliced it over to the right fielder, and the right fielder
right back to him, didn't it?
I tell you what, that thing sliced 30 feet.
It looked like he was in between the two with a gapper and right to him.
I thought it was a gapper right off the bat myself.
I don't know why Ben's back in. So he can re-enter?
So Benny re-enter, and he's going to bat for Jack Irvin.
He is happy. He gets a hit.
He's sound asleep in that
dugout. Oh, damn, no doubt.
Wait, what? What? I thought you took me out in a second.
Heating sunflower seeds wide open.
Swing and a miss. Gets a little
piece of
it.
One out.
Indians down to their last two outs here in this ball game. We need to get some runs, folks. Or me and Fee are in grass mowing mode.
Yep.
Maybe stop at Bubba's for a little supper. What do you think you got for supper?
Might have brought something, huh?
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a curve.
Benny pulled his head there a little bit.
Yeah, Benny.
He was ripping that one.
Finds himself in a deep hole now. No balls, two strikes.
No score, top of the eighth, going to the bottom of the eighth.
All right, Indians held him.
Indians held him. That's good.
Curveball.
Curveball.
Yeah, gets a piece of that one, fouls it over.
Good battle.
Indian dugout.
Good battle.
So Fort Recovery hangs in there with the girls' softball. They now go to the bottom of the eighth inning, needing one run to have a crazy party over there at the ball field.
That'd be exciting. Nothing better than a walk-off.
In the tournament.
In the tournament, yep. St. Mary and local. Packing.
To you, girls.
There goes
Riggs. He's swinging a miss on Wyatt. There goes the throw down to second. He's in there easy.
Struck out swinging.
So Wyatt goes down with the old pig burger. Out number two. Riggs ends up at second base with the stolen base, and that's going to bring Bo Tin to the plate. Bo Tin got absolutely thumped on the elbow first time up.
Yep.
Just now over that pain.
Yep. sitting on the old bench, ain't playing, just DH-ing, walk up, kaboom, get plunked right out of the game.
Black and blue. A pitch taken outside.
At least it ain't 40 degrees. Because that's when it really hurts.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Come on, Bo, get you an RBI here.
Comes the pitch.
Ooh,
there's a strike right down the old heart.
Kind of tailed back there, didn't it?
Did a little bit.
Had a little spin
it?
On that one. Swinging a miss.
Yeah, swinging a miss on a curveball. Now he's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
Riggsy can take third if he wants to.
I don't care anymore.
He doesn't mean anything. One hit shutout by this young man out there.
Yep. He's been pretty good.
Bo 10 thinking a little different. Let's end the shutout right here, Bo. That pitch is taken
a little low.
A little low. Ooh, outside, close. Right there on the black.
That was close.
Bo steps back in. Here comes the pitch. That's down the middle. He fights that off. It's back up the middle. Pitcher's going to field it, fire over to first base, and that's going to do it, folks.
That's it for the Indians.
Bo goes down 1-3 in the book. We get a runner on, nothing to show for it. And that's going to do it for this ball game. Indians fall 12-0, and we'll be back for a quick recap.
Quick recap.
We'll be out of here.
We're out of here.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back here getting ready to wrap this bad boy up.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, it was an ugly game for the purple and white. We got our butts waxed.
Yep,
and,
absolutely.
Hats off to the Wapakoneta boys. They're 14th ranked in the state.
Yeah, pitcher did a nice job, Sophomore.
Yeah, the young man came in there, Taylor Eccles, come in, pitched a one-hit shutout.
Whew.
The only guy that put a ball out in play was Cale Rammel, and he did that late in the ball game over the center fielder's head. Nice piece of hitting right there. But
yes, sir.
We need a bunch more, folks, on something like that.
Yeah.
For the Redskins, they scored 12 runs on only 9 hits. We had a couple bobbles. We had plenty of walks, Fee, and I think that's what Coach Young probably going to
talk to his pitchers
about and say, look, boys, you know, they had 9 hits, but they scored 12 runs, and a lot of them were freebies.
Freebies are not good.
So freebies come back to haunt you, but it doesn't make any difference when you don't score a run. So
hopefully we get back on a winning trail tomorrow night. We got Franklin Monroe at Franklin Monroe, and then Saturday we got a home game, just one, at St. Mary's at noon. And next week, don't forget, tournament time, Delphi St. John's. If we win, we'll play next Thursday against Lima Perry, New Bremen winner. Hopefully we get a W on Tuesday.
Yeah, we got to get a W there on Tuesday. Hopefully get back on the winning streak on tomorrow night, like you said, and then maybe pick up. St. Mary's probably pretty good. I don't know anything about them. But,
they usually are.
You know, they're usually a pretty solid team, but,
they
man,
sure
we don't want to go into
they're
tournament
losing
three in a row. But I tell you what, for Dave Kalp and Harold Feely, thanks for listening to Fort Recovery Radio. Indians fall tonight 12-0 to the Wapakoneta Redskins. We'll be back tomorrow night when we head to Franklin Monroe. We'll see you then. So long.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.